Welcome back to the Keeping It Frank podcast show with me, your boy, Keston Holiday Frank. And I know we have a different setup. I know we got a different look. I know someone is missing. Do you have questions? Because I have no answers for you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, of course, I'm back. Original format. Me and my boy, Butters in the background. What up, nigga? You know what I mean? Yeah, you can say something because, you know what I mean? It's just me alone. Because my co-host left me. She left me, B. You know, she did an Angela Yee on me. She just, you know, nah. But all seriousness, you know, my co-host, Traylon Trigger Trey Husband, you know what I'm saying? I put the whole name out there, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing, doing commercials and, you know what I'm saying, starring in shows and movies and stuff like that. So, you know, she got a little too busy for me. So, but you will see her from time to time on here. She will come through. But for now, it's just me, guys. And, you know, I just want to take it back to the original format of what Keeping It Frank was about. Talking about entrepreneurship, talking about creativity, talking about creatives like myself, you know what I'm saying? Like Trigger Trey, you know what I mean? And like a lot of you guys who's probably like looking at this, wanted to, you know, do your own thing or, you know, have some type of creative aspect you want to pursue. Singing, rapping, acting, painting, you know what I'm saying? Sculpting. You may want to make little, you know, figurines with bottle caps. I don't know. Whatever that niggas be doing out here these days. You know, I gotta bleep that out. Nah. I go keep that. We're gonna keep it going. I tell you about myself, I'm probably a little bit more like reckless with how I speak. So I'm trying to be mindful with how I talk. And Butter don't help anything. He just sit back and laugh at the whole shit. So yeah, man, you know, Trigger Trey, man. We miss you, man. Never be forgotten. Matter of fact, I'm gonna show you how she does me too. I'm gonna call Trey up right now. You know what I mean? Cause she just forgets about me. And I'm gonna show you how she does me. Let's call Trigger Trey up. Let me show you how she does me, people. Hurt my feelings. Let's see. I want y'all to hear how she does me, because she's not gonna answer the phone for me.
Hello.
Oh shit.
What's up?
What's up?
Sorry, I almost thought I was about to get a ticket. Hold on a second. Oh no, she walked past. Okay.
Hello. Yo, this right here is unprecedented, people. Like, first of all, let me tell you something. Trey don't answer my phone call. So eventually answer my phone call on the first episode of Keeping It Frank without her is amazing. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So she's on the line right now. So the people want to know why you left me.
Wow. I'm
out here
working. I'm
walking
to a callback right now.
Look at this. Y'all talk about she Angela Yee me. You know what I'm saying? She Angela left me out here to do this by myself. But it's okay.
Yes, schedule. Let's not forget. It's kind of crazy too.
I mean, you know, we working. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So y'all see, that's what I told you. She's like, see, I told the people you was busy and all that, too busy for me. You know what I'm saying? She's big time now doing commercials and TVs and movies and video games. Let's not forget video games. She's doing a lot of shit out here.
Video games, let's not forget that.
Let's not forget the video games. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just want to hit you up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Wait, what's this callback you got?
It's for a makeup brand.
Okay. All right, we're not gonna go too crazy because she didn't sign no NDAs. Did you sign an NDA? Not yet.
Wait, did I walk past the building? Oh my god.
You know what? We getting her lost and all that. It's crazy. But hopefully we're gonna get her come through a couple of times and while we doing the podcast. Hope she could get to come through while we doing it.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, yo, good luck on it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah, so much.
I'm gonna hit you up.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
It's crazy, y'all. She answered the phone. Wow, I'm so surprised. I'm so shocked. But are you surprised? Aren't you shocked? That's crazy. Hollywood. She's Hollywood, right? Damn. So yeah, man. So what we gonna be talking about? Like I said, this is just the reintroduction to the Keep It The Frank podcast. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? So if you have your own business, or you are scared to jump into that lane to do your own business, or, you know, you're just sitting back reading books and watching a bunch of videos and not taking action, then you came to the right place. You're going to meet people who is doing it in probably in your field, in your area, or probably just, you know what I mean, get inspired by people who is just doing it. You know what I'm saying? Creatives, singer, rapper, actor, poet, whatever the case is, you're gonna bring the creatives on, you know what I'm saying? To talk about what they're doing, to see what they're doing, to, you know, go through their journey and just hear about their journey, you know what I'm saying? And maybe that can inspire you to say, you know what? I want to pursue my journey. You know what I mean? It could be anything. Name something. What do you think we'd be doing out here, butters? Name something. Man, you on the basic acting. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Anything you're trying to do, Keep It A Frank podcast. We're going to be talking real about the real, about the real. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to shout out to Trigger Trade doing it. You know, we're going to bring people on. You know what I'm saying? Chef, my boy, Chef Woods. You know what I'm saying? We're going to reach out to him as well. Get him on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me see what Chef Woods is doing. I'm telling you, man, like, these people I talk to all the time about business and things, you know what I'm saying? And we just be kicking it, talking, sharing information, you know? And that's what you got to do sometimes. You got to share information. And that's why we're here. We're here to share information with the public. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if he's busy. Yo. What up with the chef?
Hey, shit.
Yo, man. Try to
find me an apartment.
Huh?
Try to find me an apartment.
Got you. Yo, I got you. I got you on the show real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing a reintroduction to the podcast, to the people. You know what I'm saying? Letting them know what the new direction is of the podcast. So right now you're on. I'm letting them know that, you know, we're focusing on the creatives and the entrepreneurs and stuff like that. And I'm just putting them on to, like, dope people like yourself. You know what I mean? Who's a chef, who's out here doing it up, you know what I'm saying? On an entrepreneurial tip and everything, you know what I'm saying? So sit up to the people.
Peace to the people. How y'all doing today, man?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, hopefully we can get you in studio as well, you know what I'm saying, to talk and everything, but just wanted to reach out, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. So once again, these are people I talk to all the time about, you know, I think my guy Chef Woods, I talk to him all the time about business. He's always schooling. He's always schooling me about certain things. So hopefully he can come on to school y'all about certain things, you know what I'm saying? So we out here.
So one of the biggest things that us as entrepreneurs and small business owners, we like to operate with a hustle mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't operate with a hustle mentality. That's for little kids. You have to start operating as a corporation.
Mm.
And when you learn how to operate as a corporation, you learn to do partnerships and things in that nature, where you do business to business and it makes it better. It gives you more of a leeway. It's more professional when you reach out to these companies that you want to do business with, that similar to what your business is. So for instance, you want to get a sponsorship, or you want to partner with PayPal for a payment terminal. You know, we take credit card processing fees. We got to pay that, right?
Yeah.
You get a payment terminal, you don't have to pay processing fees.
Mm.
So it's a big difference, you know. We're not hustling no more. So the only thing I can say is that the way you level up, or how you get better at what you do, is just study the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that, oh, you got an accountant or them and they give you advice. But is it the law?
Yeah.
So taking personal advice against what the law states is two different things. And that's something that we all should be looking into. You know, I had the time to dip and dab and look into the basics of business laws and all these different things just to learn the concept, to know how I can operate.
Absolutely.
My taxes, things in that nature, or how to do business. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, so sir.
Learn that on the way. It saves you a lot of money.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. But yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna cut it there, bro. I'm gonna get you on the show, and we're gonna go more in depth. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro. I'm gonna hit you up.
Peace,
bro. Yes, sir. So as you can, you know, so that's the direction we're gonna go. We're gonna get a lot of information through us through the Keeping the Frame podcast, and yeah, man. So, you know, I'm excited about it. So we're still going to be joking around. We're still going to have fun. It's still going to be a cool place to come through and get information and just laugh and, you know, laugh and joke about certain things. And because, you know me, I'm a fool with it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're going to get crazy with it. We're going to get crazy with it. Butters, you good? How you feeling, man?
Good.
It's been a minute, man. We're back. You know what I'm saying? Ah, man. I got some topics lined up, but again, we're going to touch back on this again. Keep it a Frame podcast, man. You know, I don't know where I want to go with it. I think I'm pretty much good right now. Butter just laughing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, you know what I got? I got hit about the blue check. You saw the blue check from Instagram? So Instagram actually, they're changing around their format. Everybody get a blue check now. So I know if you got a blue check because you was grinding and you build your page up crazy, I know you're upset right now. I know you're mad. Because you tell me I can get a blue check for $14.99? Yeah, so I just got the message from Instagram about the blue check. Because, you know, ever since Elon Musk, Elon Musk was giving everybody blue checks on Twitter? You get a blue check. This thing was the Oprah. He was the Oprah Twitter, just giving away blue checks and everything.
Tesla Oprah.
He's just giving away blue checks. So Instagram now is giving away blue checks as well, but they put more of a business structure with it because now you got to pay for it, right? So you get different things. You get to be seen more, protection, things like that. I just got the message. I actually just cleared this message up. But I'm about to give me a blue check, yo. What about you? You getting a blue check? Yeah. Oh, you got to sign up. Get that blue check from Instagram, man. Is it worth it?
I'm about to see.
I don't know. I mean, I'm about to see if it's worth it or not. You know, I know. You know who else is mad? So you have a lot of these little companies that be doing the whole like trying to boost you up, right? And they be charging hella price. So I've been getting hit up about these things. I got a couple of them. I'm gonna share that with you. Cause they out here just giving away prices about, yo, we can get you more followers and likes and things like that. And one of them, I pulled their card. I was like, yo, you know, I don't want no bots following me, you know, you know what I'm saying? So I got this one right here. Black support business. There's a lot of these black business things. Black support business and everything, right? So these dudes, let's see. They got 81.1K followers. They're following 793, right? So they hit me up. They said, do any of y'all follow black support business or have y'all ever used them? So it was like story $16, post $21, real $26. You know what I'm saying? This is actually on a lower end. You know what I'm saying? But the funniest thing about these joints, at a certain point in time, they become real crackheadish with it. You know what I'm saying? Like if you tell them no, like, all right, you know what? Let's not let money come between us. You know what I'm saying? Then they start lowering their price and they go lower and lower. And I'm like, yo, you know what? You're like a digital crackhead in a sense, right? Like you out here just, next thing you know, you're selling the TV for a dollar and shit. What's going on with y'all, man? Come on, baby. Come on, just one time. Just one time. Let me, come on. $5. Come on. Like, I thought it was 30 before. Yeah, it's just $5 right now. I mean, like, I just want some McDonald's. Just want something to eat. Come on, one time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, babe. You ever seen Don't Be a Menace to Society? With the base head? I got this cheeseburger. That's what... Yo, I mean, in the span of a week, at least five of them hit me up. Five, six of them hit me up. You know what I'm saying? So my mom, I'm like, I want no damn cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, they're offering sex. It's crazy. But crazy. You can't trust none of these. You don't know. So, you know, I hit up my boy, hit up Hakeem. I was like, yo. So he's like, nah, shit's fake. Fake. And I don't know how he be knowing anything is fake, but apparently. So is there any real, if y'all know any real, one of those real sites that like help you boost your page, let me know, man. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because I like boost my page up. You know what I'm saying? How much followers you got? 1,700. You got 1,700? You be lying, bro. Okay. Nah, you be capping, bro. You 17? Let me see that. Let me see that. You got 1,722. You know what I mean? Mad bots following you, bro.
If you lie on my story, I'll be blocking.
And then like, oh, you know what's funny? So you know I use a Sony camera when I shoot, right? You know what I mean, shout out to Sony. As a matter of fact, I'm not getting sponsored by no damn Sony. But I posted a photo. So it was like some Sony management magazines. No, Sony something magazine would have hit me up. So I'm like, it's like, yo, send me the photo. There was like, they send the photo, whatever the case. So I'm thinking like, oh, you know what? I'm being recognized by Sony. What up, though? You know what I'm saying? So I send the photo. I wrote something, whatever the case is. They're like, oh, by the way, would you like to boost your page? And like, I said, these niggas, I said, y'all again? I was like, what the hell? I said, oh man, like, how many of y'all out there? It's a lot of y'all out there just out here trying to boost pages and take your money. Man, you can't trust nobody. Nobody you can't trust, yo. You know what I'm saying? Fat people looking skinny, you can't trust nobody. Anybody in this internet world. You know what I mean? So if you still getting catfish out here, that's your fault. I'd be damned if you catfish me. You know what I mean? Catch me out there. So yeah, man. I think that's about it for me. How you feeling? I'm basically much done talking about the shit I'm talking about. So yeah, man, Father Keep It Frank podcast. This is gonna be the shortest podcast y'all ever hear from us ever in the world. Is it because it's a podcast or just like a PSA? The more you know. Boom, 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 boom. But yeah, man, Keep It Frank podcast. It's your boy, Kenton Holiday Frank. Follow us on Instagram, on YouTube, Third Eye Media Network on Instagram and YouTube. Just change it around. We got more things coming. We got more podcasts coming, more of us coming, more guests coming. And yeah, keep it frank.